The head of a long-running effort to make the life of Abraham Lincoln more accessible to the public says they've reached a new milestone. The Papers of Abraham Lincoln Project has added more than 500 documents to complete Lincoln's online record through his one term in Congress in the 1840s. Project Director Dan Worthington says the latest documents come from Lincoln's early political days as an aspiring Whig. During this time, Lincoln became a married man, a father, and moved from state to national-level politician. Worthington says those early professional papers include the first reference to his famous House Divided idea, and they show Lincoln's worldview.
This is in 1843, and he is looking to unify the Whig Party. There's been some confusion in the Whig Party and some opposition into the Whig Party to the method for nominating members to serve in positions in the state. So the Whig Party favored a more process by which a convention would select the candidates to serve in both Congress and in the state. There was opposition in the state Whig Party to that position of using a convention as opposed to using the old caucus system where the party leaders got together and selected the candidates. So Lincoln was on the side of using the convention, and so Lincoln is using that metaphor to urge the Whig Party members to get behind the convention process so they can have a united front in battling the Democrats in 1843 and 1844. And they do succeed in that.
What do both references in the later speech and in this letter suggest about Lincoln's worldview?
Well, Lincoln is, I believe, a consensus maker. He is a conservative to a moderate person, generally speaking. He is very much interested in preserving the Union and preserving unity and finding consensus within the party and with the country. So Lincoln's worldview is that extremes are dangerous, either very, very, very right-wing extremes. In this instance, that would be Southerners who want to secede from the Union, who want to break the party system down in the 1840s, that are clamoring to expand slavery. He's very opposed to that view because he thinks that's disunifying. But he's also very opposed to the radical view that slavery should be abolished in the 1840s. And he's opposed to the abolitionist view that if the slavery is not ended, the country should be broken up. He is trying to bridge this gap between the very radical segments that are in the country at the time. And that's what he also does in the House Divided speech in 1858. He's talking about the idea that really the country is becoming more and more divided over slavery. And this is not going to turn out well if it continues in this direction. There is going to be civil war. There's going to be a breakup of the Union. The Union's worth keeping. The Union is the best hope for the African American, ultimately. And it's the best hope for ending slavery and leading to equality. If you break up the Union, therefore, African Americans in the South will never get free. They will always be enslaved, and the situation for African Americans in the North will not improve. Racism will dominate if the Union is broken up.
In his years riding the judicial circuit with Judge David Davis Bloomington, Lincoln was known as a joke teller, a storyteller, a raconteur, a good guy to be around socially. And that may come out in one of the documents that you've just put up, a satirical newspaper column. Tell us about that.
And he writes a lot of satirical things while he's on the circuit. He reverses the letters in the document, and he sort of writes this, and he has a letter that should be in one position. He moves it to another position, so it sort of is a commentary, but it's a satirical commentary or a humorous commentary. He also writes a lot of things in this period that we're talking about that are meant to criticize his opponents.
The Lincoln Papers Project has been going on for a long time, but it's a huge life and a huge person. How many years have you yet to go, do you think?
We're probably looking at another 20 years to complete everything. Now, that sounds like a long time, but This is a fairly traditional thing that has happened in projects that are dealing with presidents, like the Adams Papers, John Adams Papers. They're looking at a 2043 completion date. George Washington Papers, 2054, and they've been going since the 1950s. So we've been going since 1985, and of course Lincoln has a big life, and Lincoln is, because he's the president during the Civil War, he has so many documents coming to him, and there's so many issues that it's a fairly extensive corpus of materials to go through.
Lincoln Papers Project Director Dan Worthington says Lincoln received about 1,700 letters a month during his presidency. Other documents recently digitized by the project include the marriage certificate for Lincoln and Mary Todd, a brief message that is Lincoln's first known use of the telegraph, and the spot resolutions Lincoln introduced in Congress to demand an accounting for what he considered an illegal war against Mexico.